Yo, what up, fam? Quarter before noon, fam. What's good? I have just the morning sun peering through the window, which it comes in about 5:30, which it's not that time that I'm doing this podcast, but yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's been raining a lot recently. Very heavy, like it set off a car alarm the other day, but it's to be expected because it's monsoon season. So like the outside of my car looks pretty clean except for like wet spots, but my inside of my car, don't even ask. But yeah, how are you guys doing? It's mid-August. And yeah, just been trooping and trucking and love you all. Hope you're all doing well. I don't follow the signs, but I know it's Leo season, so I know them Leos are, you know, doing their thing. Yeah, just been going to church, going to work. What else? I finished that book that I told you guys I was reading, Singled Out in a Couple's World. Yeah, in a couple's world. So good, such good content. If you are single in the current moment, or you have been single, or you're single by unforeseen circumstances, such a good book. I should have done a book review, which I guess that was kind of my book review. But definitely really good. She just talks about her own experiences, and I feel like I connect with that. So I'm trying to think of what else has happened. This week has been pretty busy. One thing I'm waiting to tell you, because this is what the podcast is going to be about, but we had back to school night this week. What else? Just kind of helping out some folks with some things and getting them to where they need to go and doing the things. You know, just trying to be a good human being, you know, as we all are. Yeah, I feel like it's been a moment. Got to meet up with an old volunteer, kind of drop some tea on us. And when I say us, I mean Molly and I. And Molly will be coming on the podcast soon, hopefully. So we'll have some good content for you there. But yeah, the tea was hot and he was spilling it for us, so we were here for it. You know, it is hot though in August in Arizona, so we didn't want maybe like iced tea, but the tea was hot and then we steeped it in ice. Apparently I don't know how that works. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Teachable moments was the last one, or teachability. So just, you know, coming up with different topics for you guys and trying to be like Kate Hudson in like How to Lose a Guy in 30 Days, doing stuff so that I could write an article. But I'm not really writing an article, it's more for a podcast and life experience. But anyways, the experience that I had this week that I have been avoiding saying yet, because normally I tell you about my whole week. Guys, I went speed dating. Now I know some of you are probably like, Liz, is that even real? I thought that was just in the movies. I thought that that wasn't actually a thing. And I can't even tell you what movies have speed dating in it, but it is a real thing. And I went with this group called Dilly Dates, and they meet at a bar called Dilly Deli. And yeah, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, and I didn't realize it was like a bucket list thing until I was there and several people said it, and then I was like, oh, actually, this may be like a bucket list thing. And so yeah, so that happened. And was supposed to go with a friend from work, but for personal reasons, she couldn't make it. And so I was doing fine. I was like, okay, I knew she wasn't going to come the day of. So I said, okay, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to, you know, live it up and go. And I remember before leaving, I told my mom, I'm like, maybe I should just back out. Maybe I shouldn't go. And she goes, yeah, but, you know, you want to do this for you, which was true. I wanted to see if I could do it. And, like, having a friend would have been moral support. But sometimes in life, you just got to do things S-O-L-O-S-O-L-O, which apparently I like Jason Derulo because I feel like I sang that on a different podcast about singleness or something. So, yeah, don't even quote me. But that song is not copyrighted by me. It's Jason Derulo. I'm giving him all credit. Fun fact, I have met him in person, and it's a good story. So that was cool. He was very nice. I could just say that in the encounter that I encountered him. I don't know how he is all the time. I don't know if he's a diva. But in that moment, he was very nice. If you want to hear the story, let me know. I'll DM you. So anyways, went to this thing and I looked like a lost dog. I was standing there. I was like looking very lost. I was like, I don't know what's going on right now. I don't know if I need to sign in. I'm sure I do because I signed up online and had to pay. So they have my name somewhere. So I was looking around and then I found these two girls that I wasn't sure if they were a couple or not, or they were friends or what, but they looked close. So I was like, well, either they're together or they just are really good friends. So they could see I was lost and they're like, oh, are you here for the speed dating? I said, yes. And they told me where to go. And so I just felt like a little puppy that just kind of cling to them. So they became my friends and my moral support. They were like, yeah, girl, what are you here for? What are you here? And they were just so sweet. And I found out that they're best friends. But one is gay. So she was really just there for moral support. And I was like, what a friend. You know, you're coming with your friend to support her in her essentially blind date, speed dating adventure. And so we were talking, and even just the matter of, you know, being a virgin came up, like, or when was the last time you had sex? And I just was, in my mind, I wanted to come up with something clever. But honestly, it's not who I am because it's not me, obviously. So, I just hesitated and then I said, well, never. And they're like, what? And they were, she was like, oh girl, I give you all props. Like, that is so awesome. Like, you, man, if I could have, I would have waited and this and that. And so it's interesting in these dating realms how that comes up. Because, you know, people want to know. They want to know, like, are you active? Are you not active? They even want to know if you're active on social media. But, like, and so it kind of was a hesitation. But I was like, you know what? Like, I got to own this. But I got to do what I got to do. And so I was nervous. Oh, I forgot to mention that I drove there, then sat in my car for a few minutes because I had to change my shoes, make sure my makeup was good. But also I was like, should I just go back home? Should I just not do this? Because I feel like I want to back out. So I did not back out. So, but they were just complimenting me, telling me how brave I was coming alone. And one of the girl who was there, not for moral, the one that was getting the moral support, she told me, she said, wow, you're so brave. If she hadn't come with me, I probably wouldn't have come. And so, yeah, so why am I forgetting? I feel like I was telling everybody this story yesterday. So we get started. Well, there's this time that they tell us, and then I realized my bladder's quite full, so I have to go to the bathroom, but there's not time. And then they're like, hey, we're waiting for a few more people. I said, okay, great. This is the perfect time to go to the bathroom. So I went. DJ's spinning the music. You know, it's in a bar. It's a small bar. It's a dive bar. I guess that's the term for a small bar, is a dive bar. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Don't come at me. But I think a dive bar is really just a small bar. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So it was a pretty small bar. Hope we get started, and it's your typical setup. You're given a number prior and you move around. You have 3 minutes, which is crazy. A lot of me was insecure in a moment because I was like, whoa, I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk to somebody for 3 minutes, especially like 20 something people or however many people it is. Which I believe it came out to like 18 people that I talked to. And it was really just it was a me thing. It was like, okay, if I can do this, then there's many other things I can conquer. So did that, met some definitely interesting folks, met a guy who was very attractive. And just, you're like, just a handsome, beautiful, I feel like, real estate agent, like the typical good looking real estate agent. And I feel like real estate agents just are beautiful. So yeah, I talked to a few. There was one guy who definitely reminded me of Adam, and I thought he was really nice, but I was like, oh, you just remind me too much of Adam, and it wasn't even about his personality. I think it was about, he had a beard, they had similar jobs, interests, and I just was like, whoa, this is too close for home for me. There was some guys who were pretty funny. There was one guy who just didn't really look interested. When I came up to the table, he really just didn't look interested in talking to me. And it's just kind of like, I looked up questions ahead of time because they don't give you any questions, which is nice. I think that they're trusting you to have that time, have that moment. And so, yeah, 3 minutes goes by super quickly. With a few of the guys, I was like, okay, I'm glad it was only 3 minutes. But yeah, you just kind of learn. You learn people's hobbies. You learn where people work real quick. One guy, it was his birthday. He wasn't sharing that. And so he's with his friend. And his friend was like, yeah, he hasn't even been telling anybody. And so all the women were beautiful. The men were good-looking men. Some of them just not my type. But all of them good-looking. Dressed fairly well. And people were laughing because I had some water. I did have one drink prior to that, but I drank water, and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how you're doing this. I would need liquid courage to do this. And I was like, well, I had a drink before, but I feel like I'm my best self when I'm not drinking, which is true. To each their own, but for me, I feel out of it sometimes if I drink more than I should. And I get headache really fast. So I think I'm a lightweight, as they say. So doing that, going about my life. And some people were very complimentary. They were like, oh, your eyes are so beautiful. If every girl had eyes like you. And internally, it made me laugh a little. One guy was complimenting my purse, which I have an avocado purse. One guy was complimenting my necklace. And then you're supposed to rate them afterwards, whether you'd want to see them again or not, which I kind of slacked and didn't really participate in that part, and only really rated the guy that I thought was attractive. So kind of failed on that part, and I probably did it a disservice, and I probably should go back and rate them. I probably am too late though. So we'll see. But yeah, and everybody just kept telling them like, yeah, I came by myself, and several even of the guys came with friends, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so brave. I don't know how you did that. You just came alone and you still went through it. And they're like, man, that was ballsy. And it the experience itself taught me a lot about myself, and it reminded me that I can do things. Like, if I can sit and talk to 18 men for 3 minutes each, then I could go on a date with somebody, and I can hang out and be me and not be awkward, and, you know, learn about them as I'm telling them about me, and, you know, be in the company of some good people. And you know, people keep asking me, will you go back again? And I'm like, maybe I might go back. but also not sure if I will. I mean, I definitely think it is a bucket list for a lot of people, and I would go for moral support again. And now I know the experience, so it's a little bit different now. But yeah, I really didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know that the bar was going to look like that. They had some booths, which was interesting because there was like four booths and you were sitting next to, so you were sitting next to the person you were paired with. And then there was another couple in the same booth as you, but they counted it as like 9 and 10, which the women were moving around. Cause the lady said last time they did men move around and they got confused, which made me laugh, but it does feel like it can kind of get confusing when you're all moving around, but also like they're in numerical order, so it would be harder to get lost, I guess. So yeah, so that, and then what else? Yeah, just, you know, it was a fun experience. I definitely, as an extrovert, I felt drained afterwards. But I was grateful for my two friends I made who were just very sweet, very like, oh my gosh, did you meet anybody? Did you talk to anybody? How was your experience? One of them got a couple numbers. They were already friends, but I exchanged Instagrams with them and we're hoping to maybe get together again. But I was grateful that that was a trait of bravery, was a trait that people saw, and I don't always feel brave. I don't always feel like I've done a million things or crossed off so many things off my list, but for people to see that was really cool. And just, you know, I was praying as I was going there, I was like, hey, just protect me, you know, if this isn't something I should do, then let me know, but also like keep me safe, because I don't know, I know it's a bar, but, and I know it should be a safe atmosphere, but you just never know people's intentions. And the biggest prayer was that I would be myself, because it's so easy to get awkward or feel like you have to be this other person. And you don't, you know, it's be yourself. Like you're always told, be yourself, be who you were made to be who you're created to be, use your strengths. Like, don't be somebody that you're not. And so, you know, I think back on that moment when I was asked when was the last time that I had sex, and I hesitated and I was like, oh, I could come up with some story, but I was like, that's not who I am. It's not being true to me. And the truth is I'm not at that place. It's not, I can't tell you, oh yeah, the last time. No, there has been no time. And so, you know, owning that part of me, because it can be a very, I think more people are embracing the fact that everybody's at a different stage of their life and journey and experiences, quote unquote. But I think more people are accepting of the fact of like, oh, that's cool that you're waiting. And I think for me, they're just, not to say that I'm ashamed of it, but I feel like they're, sometimes is shame from people. I feel like we've gotten a lot better, but I feel like times there's, oh, well, why not? What's wrong with you? And for every, you know, for every five people that think it's awesome, there's going to be that one or two people that's going to be like, that's weird. What's wrong with you? And so, yeah, I just think it's something that you have to remember and have to, you know who you are. And, you know, I know myself well enough that I was like, okay, I like people, so I can sometimes be good at talking to people. I can make friends with people. So let's just see how this goes. And I went. And so it was definitely exciting. I definitely, towards the end, had a headache and was like, all right, it's time for me to go. The ladies wanted me to stay. I said, ladies, have fun. I'm gonna go. Which, to be honest, at the time that I was thinking about leaving was probably about 10:30, 10:45. And you're like, Liz, it's so early. Yes, it is and was. For some people, not for me. I'm kind of a grandma sometimes, and I usually am in bed about 8-ish. Doesn't mean I'm asleep. Doesn't mean I go to sleep at like 9. Sometimes I go to sleep at 11, 12, but I'm laying in bed. So to be out, dressed up, talking to people, up in Adams, like, it was a lot. But I was grateful for the experience, and I was grateful for just to be able to see the growth in me, because yes, I love people, and yes, I feel like I can talk to a lot of people. I feel like I usually make more connections with ladies than I do men. But I think this was like a bridge that I needed to cross because, you know, like, I don't know. I just sometimes get awkward when I have to like say something to somebody or even thinking about going on dates. I get super nervous. And even the one time like Adam and I went on that date, it was like, I felt like super nervous and super like, and you know, it makes sense. It is a daunting thing, but you will survive. If you go speed dating, you will survive. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's actually kind of fun because 3 minutes is like you start talking and then you feel like our buzzer went off and we were like, wait, I feel like we just sat down. So yeah, would I do it again? Maybe. Would I have liquid courage next time? I don't know. But it did feel like a club. I think one of the downfalls for me was that it did feel clubbish because the music was loud, which was good. But, you know, music was loud. People were talking. Drinks were being served, which I get it. It's a bar. Like, you're not going to have speed dating and not, I mean, I'm sure for some people, they wouldn't be able to function without the liquid courage. But for me, it just felt very clubby, even how people were dressed. Not to say club attire is not good. Just saying that people had on club attire. And I was like, ooh, maybe I'm overdressed for this occasion. Maybe I should have worn more summer clothing because it did get a little warm too. And so the music was loud. You kind of had to yell to hear the person. So I think that was probably my only qualm, but also like, they're playing it loud enough so that if you aren't having a good connection, you can vibe out, jam to the music. But yeah, like I said, I'm grateful for the experience, and I feel like I learned something about me in that moment, that I can do hard things and I can do them by myself too. And I'm not really by myself. The Lord is with me, but it was something that I had to, okay, you know what? I can do this and nothing's going to stop me. Because I'm having a good time, having a, also not copyrighted, but thank you, Queen. But yeah, so if you have any questions about speed dating, I would love to answer for you. I'm here for all you want the tea. I can tell you how that guy looked. I can tell you the fact that afterwards they had a time of mingling, and you know, the ladies were asking me like, oh, did you have your eye on anybody? And I was like, yeah, there was one guy who I thought was super attractive. And I turn around and see super attractive guy talking to this other girl. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's his type. You know, I thought we had a good connection. Maybe we didn't. Maybe I thought, and maybe it just wasn't. But kudos to me for thinking like, oh, this is a vibe. Like, we had a connection. But I also wasn't upset, and I wasn't, you know, I think that was another thing too, is back in the day, I used to have a fear of rejection. And the Lord has helped me with that as well, because in life you're going to be rejected from relationships, from jobs, from people, from opportunities, from offers, from, you know, even in moments where you reject yourself. And so nobody really came in. I mean, like, we had group discussions, but it wasn't like, oh, I really enjoyed my connection with you. Do you think I can grab your number? It wasn't like that. And so part of me was like, oh, man, it's going to be awkward if nobody asked for my number or nobody. But it wasn't. I was like, all right, well, cool. cool. This either gives me another opportunity to come back again and be more, or to not care. Like, I did this for me. And if I don't know, if I wasn't your cup of tea, that's fine. Cause I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And I get that. But also you're not gonna know me in 3 minutes. And I'm not gonna know you fully in 3 minutes. And that's not the point of that anyways. It's speed dating, not, hey, take your time, endure many years, sit on a turtle, dating. No, it's speed dating. 3 minutes and you learn about a person. That's it. So I can't know your whole life story in 3 minutes, but I can know if I feel a connection, or, you know, if our eyes are glancing at each other, or if you're glancing elsewhere, whatever. Like, it's a really good time to learn to read the room. It's a good time to read, like, okay, is this something I should say? Is it not something I should say? Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, speed dating. It was a good experience. It was a lot. But yeah, it was good. So thank you all for listening. I'm glad I could make this content to tell you about what happened. I gotta get on with my day, but I'm grateful for you all. I love you. I'm appreciative of you. You're amazing. Keep on keeping on. I would tell you to do the things that scare you, but that you want to do. Cause several of the guys were like, oh, YOLO, you know, we gotta live it up. Anyways, guys, I didn't get to say goodbye because the gas guy came. So I had to check some stuff. But anyways, I love you all. Have a beautiful day. Have a wonderful life. I'm sure we'll talk again before my next podcast. But yeah, follow my account on Instagram, which is B_lovedpromise. You can also follow Quarter Before Noon. This is Quarter Before Noon podcast with your host, Elizabeth Sotelo. You can find me on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts on Apple, all of the above. Please follow From Dusk to Dawn by Sarah Lopez. You can also follow Clean with Malay. She has a podcast, Melekua. Anyways, love you all. Peace out. A-Town forever. Love you. Bye.